I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz.
Welcome, AfterBuzzers, to the season finale of Showtime's Kidding.
Right.
What an emotional two episodes, episodes 9 and 10. You guys, we have so much to talk about, but it is a very, very special episode because we have two very special guests from Kidding today. You see one of them right now, you see the other one right now. Please welcome in studio right now, Juliette Morris, who plays Maddie on the show. And through Skype, we also have the pleasure of interviewing Will, played by, I'm going to get this right, I'm not going to butcher your name at all, Cole Allen. Welcome in studio. And also, we have Belle Blankenship helping me, you know, assign questions, get the conversation going about the season finale.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Mina Nydeen. So this is the season finale. It's been emotional. I want to know from you guys, how much of the episodes can you watch? I know with Maddie's character, you can't really watch the episodes back all the way, but you have seen the parts that you've played in, correct?
I've seen some of them, not all of them.
Okay.
But, like, I've seen the ones that I act in because, like, I'm on set. So, like, I remember those, but I don't really get to see them after because, well, not all of them are appropriate.
Yeah. And it is a very dark show. There's, like, there's profanity. There's, like, a lot of, like, adult content. Which
that's
is,
why I'm perfect.
Which is funny because it is a show about, like, a Mr. Rogers-like character. So it's funny how dark and crazy it can get.
Right.
What about you, Cole?
Well, kind of similar to Juliet. I definitely see lots of the stuff from the episodes when I am on set. And then I have seen, I think, the majority of every episode in both season afterwards too.
What did you think of the season finale? Did you have a chance to watch episodes 9 and 10?
I did, yeah. They were really, really full of content. They were, yeah, a lot of stuff happened. I was amazed with how much stuff they were able to put in and how it all turned out and went together, because I didn't really read the full script for either episode, I don't think. So it was really interesting to watch.
Did you feel yourself getting emotional during either of the episodes? I know with me here, I was
crying
up a storm, and I was like, Belle, I'm so sorry. Yeah. We're going to have to pause this. I have to go to the restroom, come back, like, just take care of my face.
Poor thing.
I needed a break there because it got a little emotional for me. Did you find yourself tearing up at all, or like feeling emotional in any capacity watching episodes 9 and 10?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I am pretty close with lots of the actors, like, Frank, who plays Seb, and he's such a good actor that I feel that it's like it's just so real. So I found myself getting a bit upset around those scenes.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. Also, like, I love that you guys on the show are friends and you have this really interesting like friendship, because you're cousins on the show. You know, obviously Maddie is Deirdre's daughter and then Will is Jeff Pickle's son. And they do have this bond where you guys share like this dark sense of humor, and you're surrounded by a lot of chaos on the show. Like, your parents don't have it together. The marriages are falling apart. What's it like being in that type of environment as an actor and getting into that character?
Yeah.
Are you asking
me? Yeah, I'm asking
Maddie, Juliet.
Juliet. I always want to call you Maddie instead of Juliet because I know you by your character.
So you're asking me of, like, the marriages and stuff, like,
what's it like just getting into that character where you're kind of surrounded by the chaos of adults that you're supposed to look up to because they're your parents, but you kind of, like, notice everything's falling apart?
Well, I try and get into, like, the character's emotions, say, for the last scene. I don't know if this is a spoiler or not, but at the scene where it's like, where's the risotto?
Yeah.
I had to be, like, kind of sad yet, like, concerned.
Yeah.
But, like, Deirdre's emotions were big.
Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, and that also reminded me, too, I feel like both of your characters kind of make this big transformation between the first and second season. Like, for you, Julia, I know that Maddie kind of, like, at the beginning starts out kind of sweet and innocent, and then by the end she's really, really dark, and then same thing with Will's character. How, you know, I feel like the first season he's very rebellious and he's, you know, just fighting against his dad. So for you specifically, Cole, like, I feel like by the second season, you know, we see this maturity in him and he's just kind of, you know, he like stops doing drugs and all this stuff. So I guess my question is, how were you able to kind of make that transformation, like, especially through the second season?
I mean, really, I just sort of thought about, mm-hmm. I guess, why Will is making the transition. Mm-hmm. Because in the first season, he's sort of distraught over Phil's death and all that stuff. But then in the second season, he's just trying to, I guess, bring his family back together. And so that strengthens his resolve, I guess.
Mm. Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do.
I love it. That's a great question, Belle. And, I mean, her character is transformed in a sense, too. Yeah. I feel like she was kind of innocent in season one, where she's like, wait, what's going on? What does that mean, Mom? And then in season two, she's kind of like...
just dark.
Just changing. Was it the risotto? Like, there's still this cute innocence about Maddie,
right?
But I feel like a little bit more darkness starts like creeping in, and then your humor ends up being
really
dark.
She drops a bad word
I laughed so much watching your character on screen. You were hilarious. Yeah.
I like how she just like adores her axe that she can't sleep without it. I mean, I'm excited because I got to cuddle an axe.
Well, that's true. And like, do we know where Dolores is today? Is she gone? Is she somewhere out there?
Yeah, where is Dolores?
At her butcher job.
Oh, okay.
Good. I hope she's in the right hands.
She's in the right place.
I also do want to...
She's busy giving me money from the bodies.
There's that dark humor.
That's the character coming back.
There she is.
She's in full swing, you guys. Full force.
Oh,
I do also want to talk about the theme of magic, because what I loved about Will's character is that, you know, you're a magician, and you are convinced that with these certain set of numbers, these perfect numbers in the universe, that you can turn back time. And everybody thinks it's insane. No one really, like, understands what's going on. But when we get to the season finale, we keep seeing these numbers occurring in the universe. And then there's that final emotional scene with the number on the bus. And at that point, I was like, wow, time is actually being turned back in this scene. So emotional. Do you think that the numbers were a string of coincidences, or do you think there was some truth to this magic? What do you think that all represented?
I feel like if it was a coincidence, then that's it's pretty
crazy.
Crazy coincidence. I definitely feel like there is some truth to the magic, because there is all this, you know, crazy stuff happening, and stuff does seem to be slowly working, sort of. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the numbers definitely are a countdown to something.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if it is actual magic or what Will thinks that they are, but I feel like they're definitely counting down to something.
So what do you think happens at the very end? Like, what the whole series of numbers, your, like, Will's hypothesis or prediction is that time is going to be turned back. What do you think that signifies at the end? Do you think we finally see time being turned back by the end of the season finale?
I'm not quite sure if it's time actually being turned back. But maybe it is time redoing the past, I guess.
Like rehashing the past in a sense, but in a new way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Go ahead, Belle. Okay. Go ahead.
Now, I was going to ask, like, are you a big magic fan yourself? Because obviously your character is. So how do you feel?
I mean, I do really like magic.
Oh,
I find it super fascinating and fun. I ain't good at any magic.
Hey, none of us are. Now, another thing I want to ask, because there are just so many awesome scenes in this season. So for both of you, I'll start with you, Juliet. What was your favorite one to shoot, if you have
one? My favorite scene.
Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot.
Well, I have two favorites, actually.
Oh, give us both.
I liked when I got to swear at my new mom.
Oh, we love that.
And my other favorite scene was when I got to vomit up broccoli in season one.
Oh, that's great.
I almost forgot about that scene.
I did,
that's
too.
Crazy. I know the F-bomb scene that we literally just watched it right now. Like, I was cracking up because you were right next to us. You weren't watching the show with us, but you were right next to us. And when it happened, I looked, my jaw dropped. I turned, I was like, she is so funny. I could not handle
it. Like, it was weird because I had stuffed it all in my mouth, and then I had to, like, go from a distance because, like, the table, and then I had to, like, spit it all out into the box.
Now, okay, Cole, what would you say was, and you can have two as well, if you want. What were your one or two favorite scenes you were able to shoot?
Ooh, I don't know if I have just two.
Oh,
I really
okay.
Pretty much any scene on the boat in episode 6.
Ooh. I love that one.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
It was just really fun walking around this massive battleship and also seeing all of the different international pickles.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also have to, like, how was it for each of you? I feel like for you, Cole, you got to work. I mean, you were very close with Jim Carrey. And then for you, you were super close with Frank Langella. I feel like those were a lot of the scenes you guys got to be with. So what was that like, being able to work with these people? I'll start with you, Juliet.
Well, working with Frank Langella was actually really fun.
Good.
So was with Jim Carrey. Like, every time we were, like, it was near our birthdays or we had just celebrated something, just magically appeared in our trailer. There was this gift from Jim Carrey that he'd get for us. Oh. But Frank Langella, he was humorous and he also, he was just really nice.
Oh, that is a really fun, like, behind the scenes kind of thing.
He also made, like, funny jokes about the scenes, like, never blow the trumpet in my ears. Never blow that stuff in my ears.
What kind of gifts would Jim Carrey get? What kind of treats? Or
this one time, he got me this bag with a big Nerf gun and, like, a bunch of bullets to go with it.
Oh, that's a good gift. <awesome. laughs> That fits the character, too.
It definitely does.
So what would you say, Cole? What was it like just working with these awesome people?
At first, like, back before I even started filming with them, it was a little bit intimidating because amazing, super talented and experienced actors walking around. But after, like, 2 days, they're just sort of normal actors. They're just, well, not normal. They're both incredibly talented, but they're great actors. They're a lot of fun to work with. I don't know. It was pretty great.
Oh, that is so great.
Did you feel yourself getting a little starstruck in the beginning working alongside Jim Carrey? Were you nervous at all?
Yeah. I mean, I was nervous. Like, I don't know how to act in a scene that would be I guess anywhere close to what he would be doing in the scene. It was a bit intimidating at first,
How did you overcome that as an actor? Just the nerves of it all?
I mean, I sort of just had to do it, I guess.
Just got to fight through it. So then, Cole, I'm gonna also ask you, how long have you been acting for?
I think I've been acting, 6 or 7 years, I think.
Oh, okay. So that's a good one. And how about for you, Julia?
I started when I was about 3 or 4, so probably about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, okay. So y'all have a lot of years under your belt. So then my next question is, how did each of your roles specifically, I'll start with you, Julia, how do you think this helped you grow as an actress?
Well, I think actually interacting with all these amazing people has, like, impacted me to, like, try my hardest. Good. I thought it was kind of silly, like, the first time I met Jim Carrey, because I didn't even really know what I was doing, because I just was sitting there, and the first time I was there, and he was just playing his little banjo, and then he just came up to me, and I completely froze up, and he started talking to me, and I couldn't move, because he was my favorite. He's my favorite person. I love The Mask. I love The Grinch. They're like, my favorite movies that, like, he's made. Like, every Christmas, I'll watch, like, The Grinch, like, 12 times.
Oh, so do we. Okay, so that's
so awesome. I completely froze up, but, like, once I, like, got to know him, I think the funny thing was, when we were memorizing lines, I'd accidentally, because I'd practice them with my mom, I'd accidentally memorize the other lines and my lines.
So,
like, if someone didn't get it right, I'd be like, oh, your line is this.
Yeah. At least you got lots of practice.
Very prepared.
And then, Cole, how about you? How do you feel like this role in particular really helped you grow as an actor?
Well, it was, like, my first major role for, like, a big production.
Yeah, that congrats.
It was also my first big role.
I do want to quickly shout out the chat for those of you who are joining in the chat. Yes. If you have any questions for either of these very two magical and talented actors, leave them in the comment section in the live chat. Yes. I'm looking through everything. Shout out to Billie Jean Girl 24, Just Kidding, Woody and Daffy Duck, Andy Augustine. And I do want to read this comment from Woody and Daffy Duck, who says, even though there's no confirmation on a season 3, it'd be nice to see how the show would continue. But if the show ends in season 2, then I'll be satisfied with it. So, do you think there's going to be a season 3? Yeah. I know it hasn't officially been announced yet.
I really want a season 3, because, like, the set is so wonderful. Like, who knows? Like, maybe we could go to, like, Asia and have some sort of theme there. Or, like, wait, I just realized Japan and Asia are almost, like, the exact same thing.
But that would be awesome.
But, like, we could, like, go on a plane and fly somewhere.
You see?
For, like, the next scene, and we could be like, oh, a flower patch. This is where we will have the amazing breakup of Cole and his girlfriend.
So much potential. And then, Cole, so I guess how, like, where would you want your character to go if we hopefully get a season 3?
I think that needs to be muted, by the way. Yeah.
Oh. Here, we'll just get that. Get out of there.
Yeah.
We got some background noise. Go on, Cole.
Oh.
It's a big question.
I mean, I guess I sort of just want to see more with the magic and see how that goes with Will. And I guess the countdown hasn't reached 0 yet, I guess. I don't know if that's a thing. That could be interesting.
That's a good idea.
I want to say that one of the scenes that made me super emotional that I also thought was so beautiful in the season finale was when you're having this conversation with the guy who's wearing your father's mask, Jeff Pickle's head, the giant head, and he's sitting and he says something to you that's, you know, kind of offensive, very emotional, and you tell him, my twin is very much alive. He's alive because I looked into his eyes, and I saw his eyes, and I felt his heartbeat, and I knew that his lungs were allowing him to breathe, and I saw this, and that's because, you know, Phil was an organ donor, and he saved 7 lives. I thought that was so beautiful, the way you delivered that performance and said it. There's something about your character that's so special, where you go from this very rebellious kid to, like, a very soft and, like, empathetic character, where you really want your parents to ultimately end up together, right? Or, like, what do you think your character is thinking as he's processing all of this information? Because it's a lot for a kid to go through.
I mean, I really just think that, because in season 1, I feel like he was sort of acting more like how Phil was acting. So I think that season 2 is more a transition where he is learning to, I guess, cope with Phil's death in more ways than just, I guess, acting like a brat. So he's sort of, I guess, just realizing just how Phil is still alive and how he doesn't have to, I guess, embody Phil to see Phil still alive.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's so beautiful. I was tearing up. I was like, this is so great. It's great emotional. Writing and it's great acting. And I know with you as well, like you were surrounded, like I said earlier, with all of this chaos and you're a kid. Yeah. But I feel like kids know more than adults think that they know, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we always think kids are super innocent, like they have no idea what divorce is, they don't know what this means because they're little and they can't wrap their heads around it. But what this show does well is it, like, especially with Jeff Pickles, it shows that kids do know more than they let on. You see things that you shouldn't see and you question it and you know what it means, and then you have this crazy dark sense of humor.
I think the funny part is I kind of want my character to become, like, intense and, like, dark and be like, did you cheat on mom?
Oh, let's hope we get that. If we get
That would be so good. I love how you kind of just, like, just that whole interaction with, like,
with my dad. I just ask him.
With new mom and, like, dad and Deirdre. Even that line that you mentioned earlier when your mom leaves and she doesn't have custody over you anymore and you're like, was it the risotto?
it was so sweet.
Precious and funny. It kind of shows like the duality of like kids being so innocent and sweet, but also that like little trickster nature. And I loved it all. I loved how you brought both to your character.
Actually, at the end of that scene, Catherine Keener was actually, she's just like, wow, she's such a great actress. She actually got me tears.
Oh, no way.
Well, something like that. But so she was crying.
That is sweet. Well, that I want to ask about each of your characters. What is one part of them that you feel like you can relate to the most? So, Juliet, what would you say?
Probably me being, like, the kind of person that just comes out of nowhere and starts, like, hi, this is my friend. He'll eat you.
So it's kind of the crazy, like, I spontaneous.
I can also relate to her, like, playing with all sorts of voices, like her voicing Mr. Chomper's, like,
and that was your voice, right?
But, like, what I love is, like, I can become, like, British and, like, British Australian and all sorts of different things.
Okay, so just like her.
I just like switching around things to making no sense and being absolutely dark and scary.
I love it. So it's very organic.
I love that.
And then, Cole, what would you say you relate to the most with Will's character?
The most? I don't know. I mean, I really relate to how, I guess, he's just, I don't know, trying to figure out how to deal with life, I guess. Just how to exist, pretty much.
Just being a kid, just going through the phases, the peer pressure, and just, I love, like, towards the end, like, how empathetic you were towards your dad, because you go, like any normal kid, you go through phases of being close to one parent, maybe then close to the other parent, maybe not getting along with your parents, and then just the emotional intelligence that Will has to be like, Dad, like, thanks, like, you kind of, like, start going towards him now, and I loved how it ended that way, so that Jeff Pickles wasn't so isolated from everyone.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.com. FM to get started.
Because that was like the most heartbreaking thing to see, is just Jeff being isolated from his family throughout season one, season two. We see it we see him doing that to himself, but I love how you just like kind of come in there and accompany him at the end. I thought it was a beautiful moment.
And now Cole, ask you first, have you worked with anybody on the cast before and anything else?
Unfortunately, I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, is there anyone in particular, now that you have, you know, finished both of the seasons, who do you think would you like to work with again, maybe in something like a movie or a show?
I mean, really any of the actors.
Okay.
I feel like it would be fun to work with, like, Juliet in, like, a horror movie or something.
Oh. I'd adore that, literally.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, horror movies, like, when I was at Headshots, he's just like, wow, you could totally be, like, like a scary in a horror movie. Like they could make you wear like this black wig and like this black dress and be totally emo.
So we know where your head is at. You're going to horror.
I love that.
No, I'm actually terrified of horror movies, which is a great thing.
So see?
I don't think it's as scary if you're acting in it, because there's no like crazy special effects or crazy music.
I'd love to play in like all these scary and cool things, but then like me gonna be like, oh, why don't we watch my movie? I will hide upstairs inside of a bookshelf.
You're like, don't let me see it. I don't want to know what happened.
I like compact myself into an octopus so I can just squeeze into those little boxes and just not pretend like I'm not there.
I actually saw behind the scenes before we just got onto the show a picture of you in a box from Kidding.
Oh, yes.
And it was a scene that I believe was deleted from the show in post-production, but it was when Will was doing a magic trick with you, cutting you in half, right? I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing it. It might have been in one of them and just, like, slipped my mind.
It's supposed to be in episode 9 or 10, but how I did that was we actually sized boxes, and I fit myself in like this.
Yeah.
And they put, like, they made legs and put them on the other end so they could just... And I could just be in there scrunched up. Actually, I was really comfortable in there.
Yeah.
Even though I was scrunched up, I was like, do I have to leave?
That's the trick. Now we know how the box cutting trick works. There's fake legs attached to the other end of it.
That's what you get. Magical. That's what you get, musicians. No one will ever believe that trick now.
Spoiler alert. Also, in the chat, BillieJeanGirl24 wants me to ask Cole and Juliet, has Jim Carrey ever made either of you laugh during a scene?
Because
I know it's a very serious show, so I'd be curious to know if he like actually made you laugh, because most of the scenes are really serious.
Well, in the scenes, I don't really know if I've even ever like really been in a scene with him, because I mean, he can make me laugh like off set, but like that's still on set, but like when we're not filming, I usually don't get scenes with him. It's more of Cole.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't usually get those type of scenes, but
he does make you laugh off set.
Yes, he still makes me laugh a lot.
What does he do?
That's a hard question.
What doesn't he do?
Is he a prankster? Or like, how does he make you laugh? Does he take out the Nerf gun and start shooting?
It's kind of hard to explain. He just makes me laugh. I don't really know how. I guess it's just when he's talking to adults, and I just come in out of nowhere and start laughing because the other adults are laughing, and me laughing at other people laughing is making me laugh.
So then, Cole, would you say, like, during a scene, he ever made you laugh?
I mean, for quite a few. Like, if we're just doing a really serious scene lots of the time, I guess he just sort of breaks the tension by making a funny face or just juggling or doing some other weird thing, and it's
That's so funny.
Are there a lot of bloopers on this show that we'll never get to see? Like, do you guys laughing scenes when you guys are trying to be serious and something ridiculous happens?
Yes, actually, in fact, I actually do have a few scenes with Jim Carrey, and the funny thing is we have a lot of bloopers where they're either messing up the line or Jim Carrey just thinks like, I know it must be perfect again. So it'll be oh, don't you sit on my ex, and then that's not with him, obviously, but then he'll be like, no, hi, like, don't you sit on my ex.
Oh, okay. So maybe Nicole, what do you say?
He's kind of like the mini director.
Oh.
Like the director that's not a director.
Okay.
Like he'll be like
with him. But
like, say I had the scene where I was supposed to sit. He's like, let's try your standing. Maybe that's better.
Oh, okay. So like experimenting. And Cole, would you say there are any like crazy bloopers we won't be able to see?
I mean, yeah, lots of this. Like, there are a few scenes where we're eating food, and there's lots of ways that can go wrong. Like, I will spill food, or randomly burst out laughing.
I feel like it'd be hard not to, especially with Jim Carrey.
I never asked you this, but you had to play both Phil and Will on this show, correct? It's kind of like the Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. How did you do that? Because those are two very different people, even though you guys are identical twins. And you did have scenes where you had to act as your other half, your twin.
Well, to do that, I sort of just took the core aspects of Will, and that, or at least what I thought they were, and then I sort of just made him a little bit more rude, I guess.
More rebel-like?
Yeah.
More
rebellious.
Okay. And now another thing I want to ask is the hair. Did you, was it always long, or did they give you a wig? What was that like?
I think they cut it in between episodes 8 and 9, and so there were a few scenes in episode 9, and I think also 10, where I was wearing a wig that they got cut.
But he also did have longer hair before. He had, kind of a curlyish bob before.
So now, do you like it? Would you prefer it long, or do you like it short now?
I think I like it
shorter. He doesn't have to really brush his hair as much as I do.
That's true. It's easy maintenance for you.
20 minutes of tangles.
I love how Will followed in his father's footsteps from getting the long hair to the short hair, but not right when Jim Carrey's character cut his hair. He waited a little bit until the bond was solidified more. Mm-hmm. Once Jeff Pickles really put his life on the line for his son.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know what? I guess I'll cut my hair now because I love my dad so much.
I love it.
I loved that. I thought it was great.
That was so sweet.
It's very sweet. What has been, I know we've talked about memorable scenes, but from what you have watched back, what were some memorable scenes that maybe you weren't in that really touched you, where you're like, oh, that's either really funny or that's cool or different? Like, did you guys get to see Ariana Grande on set? Did anything crazy happen?
Well, I actually saw, my mom kept showing me, the songs of Ariana Grande, but I never really get to see the show often because it's, almost rated R, I don't know. I'm not allowed to watch it unless, it's my scene, which might have other things in it. I don't know, but at least it's my scene.
That's right.
But I really, I can't answer that because I can't watch
can't
the show.
You can't watch a lot of it. Okay.
Now, Cole, how about for you? Are there any scenes, maybe that do not have you in it that you still really loved and touched you?
I really liked the entirety of episode 5, the one that was about just an episode of Puppet Time. I thought that was really cool. Just to see the fictional show in action. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now did you guys get to interact with any of the puppets? What was that?
I guess I saw all the puppets just from walking around the set to look at them. But other than that, I really interacted with any of them.
Okay.
It's
is that Mr. Pickles?
Is that
the random Mr. Pickles recording?
I just forgot about this one very important scene in the show, which I actually really enjoy, but it's really dark that I enjoy it.
Well, what was it?
It's when Phil dies.
Oh, no!
I just like it because, he's so stupid. He's like, I'm going to be rebellious. And not wear my seatbelt. Oh, I died. Well, that's great.
Oh, my God. That's the darkest thing I've ever heard in my life right now. That's the darkest thing I've ever heard.
I did not expect that.
And the fact that Cole's right here.
That's true.
Oh, my goodness.
How does he feel?
Wear your seatbelts, kids.
Yes.
Seriously, wear your seatbelts.
Today there is a funeral of the loss of friendship between Cole and Juliet Moore.
Today. Now, what do you guys do, in your free time? So when you're not on set or, you do have some time to, play around. So, Cole, what would be some of your pastimes?
Well, I think pretty much every weekend and lots of the weekdays, me and my dad or me and my mom or me and my uncle would go to the Hermosa Beach because I like the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also skateboard, so just skateboarding. Just exploring LA because, I don't know.
Awesome. Those are all really fun things. Like, what about you, Julia?
And what were you whispering right now?
I know.
He got all the fun things while I sat either in my trailer just watching TV with no internet or practicing lines and just walking around to the snack shack and hoarding food.
So y'all have very different free times.
But when I actually broke my arm on set. Wait, no.
What?
Wait, I don't know. Oh, yes. I fell off my bed on purpose. I was trying to jump to my... So here's my bed. Here's my mom's bed. I have a bunk bed, so I have the capability to jump to my mom's bed. But my sister was there, and I landed on my sister, but she was fine. But I broke my arm.
I saw the cast that you wore, and that was when you got into the box to do the magic trick.
We didn't know my arm was broken at that time, so I just had a brace.
Oh, no.
And I was just picking up this remote, because we just thought it was a really bad sprain. But we just picked up the remote, and I was like... Ow.
And then
during the they're just like, you know what, why don't you just go check within the hospital, because I don't think you're okay. They couldn't find the perfect hand person.
Oh no,
because I have long fingers but a tiny hand.
Yeah,
and it actually turns out it was broken, like,
what?
All the way through, and then I had a big blue cast that ended up having to, like, we had to, like, cut a piece, like, we had to cut some holes in some tights or something,
then
put it on my arm, and I'd be like,
wow.
What a trooper.
What a
trooper. I hope
trooper.
You got it signed by the cast. I hope you got the cast signed by the cast.
I don't know if I got Cole to sign it, but I got a lot of people to sign it. I brought a Sharpie. I got, Dave Holstein to sign it. I obviously got my parents to sign it.
Wow. That is dramatic.
I don't know if Cole was on set that day, but I'm pretty sure he signed it.
Well, now, Cole, did you have any injuries on set like that?
I don't think
just
he had
the
any.
Car accidents.
I don't think his I character. Had any like that. No, I might have tripped while running to Crafty, but other than that, I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's good.
I do want to mention a question in the chat. I love this question. It's by Andy Augustine, and he wants to know, did either of you find that your roles helped you in your real lives in any way? So, like, in your peer relationships, maturing in your own lives as your characters matured. Did it give you any, like, insight or
yes,
help
it
you
actually,
grow?
It actually did. So usually my friends, I'm more used to kind of jump scaring them now. I think that like helped my life, because now my friends know to be like aware of their surroundings. So it helped them too, because usually they're just facing away, and I'll just come creep quietly and just look over their shoulder at their friend, and they'll be like,
"So you're sneaky."
Their friend
now.
Will be like, I'm just gonna go, and then they'll turn around, and I'll be like just staring at them, and they'll be like, "Oh my god,
that is so funny."
You're meant for horror movies.
Yeah, she's
you're
meant
definitely
for
meant
it.
For like the darker
now,
comedies too.
Cole, would you say kind of like in your real life, your characters kind of well maybe helped you or made you sneakier?
I'm still laughing about what I said.
I mean, yeah, I learned a few magic tricks for the role, so that was. That was cool. I mean, that
kind of got me to laugh again.
Also, just, you know, just remembering to wear my seatbelt.
Good.
And,
good.
You know, just cherish the moments you have with people, because they could die randomly in a car crash.
Wow, that was deep.
It's deep, kind of morbid, but I really do love that message, because
that's good.
We can't take each day for granted. Mm-hmm. Are you wearing a Deathly Hallows shirt, by the way?
Yeah, I think I am.
Okay. So you are a true wizard.
He does love magic.
Yeah, Harry Potter
I'm just
fan
a
right
fan
here.
Girl. Literally, me watching My Hero Academia buys like the entire outfit plus the Uraka and toga wigs.
There you go.
Like everything.
That is so funny. Now, I guess, are you guys...
We do have to wrap soon, so a couple more questions.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
If there's anything also that you guys want to add about seasons one and seasons two, or anything that you're dying to share with the fans, please let us know.
Anything? Or are you guys working on anything right now that you want to promote?
Actually, there's something that I actually really want for my character.
Mm-hmm.
I already told you what I want her to become, like that edgy type person, but yeah. I want her to like become super rebellious, like mm-hmm. almost like the sister of Philip, but not deadly.
Oh, okay.
But like I want her to still be like aware of her surroundings, but I want her to become like emo and be like, yeah, I dyed my bangs blue, Mom. Mom, are you proud? I made more risotto, but it's black.
She's so black, she's nail polish, black lipstick, like black risotto.
Just becoming Lucy from Loud House.
Oh,
just,
okay.
Just like, this is my poems about death.
Interesting.
So maybe we'll see it.
I feel like you're going to be carrying around the axe with you, too.
Yep.
You're going to have the blue bangs, black hair, walking around with the axe.
I've been like, my friends are just like, why do you have an axe? And I'm just like, I want one for my birthday. Buy it.
I love that.
I'm just going to cut one axe last week.
And cool.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not currently working on anything, mm-hmm. but in December, I filmed a short film called I'm on Fire. And so that was a lot of
fun. Where can you find it? Will it be on like Netflix or do you know?
I do not know.
Okay.
yeah, I don't know, but I did it.
Oh, well, hey, we'll look for it and we'll promote it for you.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for sharing, you guys. It's been such a pleasure to have both of you on the show. This has been so fun. I love like that we have the two most mature kids ever.
Yes,
that also have the dark sense of humor and the magical apparatus for things. Such
He's
a
lot brighter than me. I wear bright clothes and I'm like a bright person, but like
but deep down, when
I'm like sad or mad, I like go upstairs, and when someone comes in my room, I come out of my little peephole like
with the axe.
Get out
with the axe.
No, the axe I'll be in the corner. So I have a bunk bed, and then I have a mm-hmm. desk under, and there's this little area where I store my paintings, and I'll just sit in there, and I'll be like, oh, someone's here. Well, I'm gonna get a look.
Oh man, I love it.
Belle, do you have any yes. final thoughts about the finale, episodes 9 and 10? I know we didn't get to super dig right. deep on what happened because there's some things we can't share.
That's true.
Because we do have you in the studio, Juliet.
Right.
But any like overall final thoughts about the finale? Because I absolutely loved how season 2 ended. I loved it.
I have to say I was really afraid it was going to end really sad just because, you know, a lot of the season is so sad and depressing. But I will say I was very, very happy with the way it ended. And you guys, Cole and Juliet, y'all killed it. Y'all are so good. And I'm so excited we got to have you guys in here today. So thank you for everything you do.
The only thing that confused me, though, was mm-hmm. at the end of season 1, it said that I ran away. And then I didn't run away in season 2.
Yeah. Oh,
and that confused.
Oh, okay.
Because I just came back. Like, right. It was like, oh, be gone. Oh, come back.
I guess I'm so excited for when you become older and you get to watch all of this back little you in seasons 1 and 2. And I'm so curious to know what you think about yourself and the season.
I want like 7 seasons.
I love it. We all want 7 seasons. We want more than 7 seasons,
absolutely.
Honestly.
We want the amount of seasons that are in Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a
never-ending show. Well, thank you so much, AfterBuzzers, for tuning in to Kidding. For those of you that are in the chat, make sure to like this video and subscribe to AfterBuzz TV and leave a comment below about what you thought of the season finale. We really want to hear your thoughts. We're going to go through it. With that being said, thank you so much for joining us, guys.
And now
Where can we find you on Instagram, TikTok, all the places, Cole?
I am on Instagram.
And what's your Instagram handle?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, Instagram handle, I believe it is at Cole Allen Official.
Awesome. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Cole. Thank you for being on the show with us. We appreciate you. This has been a really fun Skype chat.
Yes.
Thank you. And where can we find you, Juliet?
On Instagram, you can find me at Juliet Morse Official, and I'm also on Twitter and Facebook, I believe. And I either will be Juliet Morse or just Juliet Morse Official.
Awesome.
Perfect. Yay. And what about you, Belle? Where can they find you?
So you can find me on Instagram. It is @Bebenship. That's B as in Belle, EBENSHIP.
And I'm Mina Nydeen. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, literally everywhere at Mina Makes Magic. And I really hope there's a season 3. Oh my god, I am praying.
I can
for
also
it.
Be found at my house.
And
where I live.
Can you move a little closer to the belt? Just so that we can wave bye to everybody.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, everyone. We love you. And we're excited for maybe a season 3. Yes. We'll see.
I'm so happy to be here. Goodbye, people.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.